In the Republic, the ancient philosopher Socrates speaks with a friend, and his friend tries to argue with him that it is better to be perfectly unjust than it is to be perfectly just. He says, the reason being is that the perfectly unjust person will do whatever it takes in order to overcome and to get exactly what he wants. And the perfectly just individual will suffer greatly because of this. They will continue to do the right thing, and unfortunately, they will live a life of difficulty, of pain, and of sorrow, because the unjust person will get exactly what they want. And thus, that unjust person will be the happiest of them all. Today's gospel is perhaps the response to that situation. A response to the question whether it is better to be perfectly unjust than it is to be perfectly just, to do the right thing. The response is found in the Beatitudes, where Christ reminds us, you have received your consolation. It's a reminder for all of us that our reward is here in this present life and in the life to come. At times we may think that the person who is doing evil is really getting ahead, is really going forth. But it's a reminder too that what if that's all they get? Certainly they've done good, whether it be small or insignificant. What if that's all they get? It's a reminder for all of us here today that in the midst of times of trial and difficulty, to turn our eyes to these Beatitudes, the life of happiness, which the Lord gives to us. It's in particular moments, I think, when siblings have to do more chores than the other siblings, or when some children have to take care of their ailing parents, and one does more of the work than the other, or perhaps in one's job, when more honors or more responsibility or more pay goes to a person who doesn't do equally as amount of work, or perhaps in a system and a society that places undue advantages on others places undue advantages for some and not others. It's a reminder for all of us that the Lord gives to us the way of happiness, which is the just way, the true way, the way of good rather than evil. As we prepare our hearts for the coming of Lent, we also turn our eyes to another just individual, Jesus Christ, who suffers greatly at the hands of injustice, who suffers pain and anxiety, but he does so with the ultimate reminder that he has received his consolation in the glory of having done the will of the Father. Let us place our hearts and our minds in this, so that in times of difficulty, we turn to the Beatitudes as the source of our hope and the motive for our action.